Misha Yechesim Abayz. You learn Ksubas in Yeshiva, this is one of the starting places that you start.
What?
Which gives you a warning. Okay. Hayim Shomer Ksav Yudena Huzem. So we're continuing in the conversation of a concept of Peshos and Peshahitur. The Mishnah does not say explicitly this is the case of Peshos and Peshahitur. It does in the previous Mishnah. It will in the Mishnah on Chavbezim and Aleph. And it will again in the Mishnah after that. And it doesn't say it explicitly over here. But it's basically based on the concept of Peshos and Peshahitur. And it walked into Bezdin. So Chazar Masakin that made a rice of the Lachas of the Shtar comes into Bezdin, signs. We assume the Shtar is kosher. Chomer Mechaya, but you have to do some form of Kiyum Shtaris. You have to validate the signatures. And once you validate the signatures, the next assumption is that it's kosher. And we're going to discuss why that's so. What's the root for that? You know, yes, they signed it. Maybe they signed this katana. Maybe they signed this psula. Maybe they signed this krivim. Right? We don't know. But the more says there'll be chazakas which will establish that. We have a shtarva here which has not been validated. We haven't verified the signatures. Eden walk in and say ksavi dena huze avol nusim hayinu katanim hayinu psula edusim. And they testify that there was something wrong with their signature. They signed, but they were psulim in some way. So the lacha is harelin emanim. They're believed because we have no other source to validate the signatures other than theirs. And they said they're psulim, so they're not the. But if there are other witnesses besides them that they signed, so once that's true, the chazaka kicks in and says that they signed as ksherim. And they walk in and say, no, we signed as psulim. So now we can't deal with it as we should believe them because we don't need them. There's no Peshos and Peshos in that situation. So the question is, under the circumstances, what happens? Or Kiyam Shtoris can be the Adam can walk in and say that they signed. Other Adam can walk in and say, we saw that they signed. Adam can walk in and say that we recognize the signatures. Bezdin says we recognize the signatures. Or we can compare that to another document. We can compare that. It's a dimyan chasimus. We have another ksavi out of theirs. We have another place where they signed, and we compare the two signatures, and they look the same. So that's a sufficient kiyum to validate the shtar. So Adam them on it. So the Adam which come and say that they were psulim are not believed. Now the Mora is going to grapple with what does it mean that they're not believed? Simple reading means you would go and collect with the shtar. It's not, but on the other hand, it's not less than trey or trey. You have two Adam saying that the shtar with its chazak is equivalent to Adam saying that it's kosher. And the two Adam saying that it's possible. It's supposed to happen over there. But the Mora will introduce is that however, there's an issue over here of retraction. Once Adam testify, they can't retract their testimony. So we can prove that they signed, and included in the assumption that they signed is that they were ksherim. So do we argue that included in when Adam walked into Bezdin, they're really testifying two things. They're testifying that this is the Adas, and by their presence, they're stating that we believe that we have a right to do this. That's the so. Now they say, no, we didn't have a right to do that. So maybe they're retracting testimony, which they can't do. So once we can verify that they signed, so they can't take it back. So what happens? So the Morris would grapple with, what does this mean, enim them on him? Does it mean they're not believed at all to say that they're psulim, or that they're not believed? It means they can't. So If they're not believing the pasul of the shtar, it means the shtar is valid. So in what way is the shtar valid? If you can't collect with the shtar, what way is the shtar valid? If you say it's straight or straight, you can't collect with the shtar. So the issue will be, the more we're talking about, if you do tfisa, if the malva will seize something of the lova and claim that he has a right to it because he has a shtar. So normally the person can't just make a claim and do tfisa, we take it away from him. Even the cases where you have takbal kayan, etc., that was the case where we have there's a drawer to remind, there's something in front of it, there's a suffix that's in front of us. Even that tvisa lachar shenela the suffix is questionable, whether tvisa lachar shenela the suffix works. But the case is not even a suffix. Guy walks in, you know, he owes $1,000 and he grabs it. That's not tvisa, there's no suffix over here. It's him claiming. So we say, excuse me, so you give it back. We can force him to give it back. But over here, he would have a shtar validating his claim. If he would grab, we can't force him to give it back. Or not, it's too late. You can't tvisa lachar shenela the suffix. So calls the achlis into the sugya. This is all part of the sugya with Morris coming up. Let's see Rashi.
Here there isn't a contradiction between the the aid who come in and say, we can verify that's the signature of the aid. Because they're testifying that, yeah, it's the signature, but the person who signed is coming and saying, yeah, that's all true, but, we were a nusim.
Right, but the problem is that there's a halachic assumption if the shtar was signed, it was signed by kashrus.
Yeah, but so fine, that's an assumption by Havedus that says that wasn't the case.
Right, so the power of a shtar, every shtar you collect, right? So why are you looking at the Rai? And Rai means Adim. Yeah, because the shtar, well, maybe the shtar was a nusim. So the shtar has the power of Adis, that they were not a nusim.
Hello, good morning, how are you, Don?
Because if you don't say that, you're undermining the whole concept of shtaris. So by putting the concept of shtaris into effect, we are assuming that it gets the power of Adis. Now, the Morris can grapple with where that came from, but that's Mishnah informing us. I mean, even in the first case, Mishnah says it's only believed because the Peshach is a Peshach Hitter. The Peshach is a Hitter for it. Was it? Peshach means if they walk in the bed and they say A, and they stop there, and they walk away, they can't say B anymore. Well, over here they didn't. They said A and B. Why can't they say B? Well, why is B contradicting in some way to A? Apparently it is. Right?
Yeah, there should be a...
So, Rashi, Adam Shemidim al Chasimosan, the Kaim is Hashem. They came to testify, to validate their signatures, to give the shtar its validation. But they say, well, we were psulas edus, you know, krivim by mesach and mekuvya. So either be psul through being related, which is not saying something negative about themselves. Or they're saying that they had a psul of that they had been involved in something improper. They were involved in from gambling, and they're possible for Adis. Well, that example is Midrabanan. So, similar, I don't know why Rashi didn't give a simple example. There we go, Zlonim. The more I should talk about it a little bit. Okay?
I assume they did Shuva in the meantime. They don't still have that same psul. In terms of,
well, even if they would,
if they were still gazlanim,
well, it's a good question. Do they walk in and they say we're krivim? Do they have to say now we're no longer related? Can we testify about this star for Reuven if we say that Reuven's a brother-in-law? So how can they testify that they're psul of the sign because they're related? Right. Do you need the Atoni Srachaku? That'll be discussed in the Rishonim, actually. Not in the Gemara.
We've touched upon this Masechta Kumi a couple different times.
Right.
Is
Is it specifically that one item, or is it a broader category?
It's a broader category. It's a
How can they testify that there was something signed because they were related and they're no longer
there's for them to come testify about whether this Reuben's holding a shtar. In walks Levi and Yehuda, and they say that Reuben has a shtar that Shimon owes him money. In walks Levi and Yehuda and say that that shtar that Reuben has is not kosher. What happens if Levi and Yehuda married Reuben's sisters? And they say something about Reuben's shtar. So they walk and say, yeah, we signed on it. Right? But okay, so fine. The they can't say anything about the shtar. They're not named to say it is about their brother-in-law. Okay, we're not his brother-in-law anymore. Our sisters, our wives died. Okay, so now they can testify. So they're nisrachaku now. They were kreven the nisrachaku. Because when they're not nisrachaku, they can't testify on the shtar. On the other hand, they're the ones signed on the shtar. They walk in the business and say, listen, yeah, we signed on the shtar, but where's brothers-in-law? So what happens over there? He says, you didn't realize, we signed on the shtar, but we were married to his sisters at the time we signed on the shtar. Okay. So is the case that we're talking about specifically that now that they're testifying, they're no longer related, or even if they are related still? So really, the money, Kim, the ink, sub, yadam, nicker, Ella Alpihem. We have no other source of validating the star other than they. A Pesha Osir, who a Pesha Hitter. Kehechad Mehemes Lahu Aho, Haninu Aho. So Rashi says that you could understand Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitter, like we talked about, is that you have the final result is zero. Right? People walk in and say that they're coming to validate that they were validated. It says we signed on it as Masachim Mekuvia. So it means we weren't aided. So what we're saying is there's no aiders here. So that's not a kiyum. The final result is zero. Or Rashi says no. The final result is that you believe that they signed. You believe that they were kriven. You believe that they're psulim. So the final result is not zero. The final result is worse than zero. Do I say, okay, listen, that's not, saying that you signed as psulim is not a validation of the edus of the shtar. So you're left with zero validation. Or no, it's worse than that. We believe you that you signed, and we believe you that you're psulim. So we know why the shtar is no good. The Rashi says you believe him that they're psulim. And therefore the shtar is possible, which means possible you would rip up the shtar. We're not saying, well, let's keep it around to see if somebody else will come along and maybe we're going to rip up the shtar and destroy the shtar.
Do all shtaros need edut as well as the shtar itself?
Mirabonan. Okay. Let's say.
And Pesha or Pesha Hitya. Here it's reversed, right? First they, so to speak, were Hitya through signing the shtar, and now they're coming to say that it's also. We apply
in
both directions?
Yeah, Pesha Hitter means the
this one statement this accomplishes both in either order?
Yeah, it's more a idiom than it is a specific, very specific usage. Yosim Okamacher, if we have either other Adam which testify on the star that they signed, or we have comparable signatures, Chasum and Mishtar Acher, these two Adam are signed in a different star, Shehuksuk and Bezdin, which that star has been validated in Bezdin, because of Behenpik, and we have written on that star what's called a Henpik, means the imprimatur of the Bezdin, if a Bezdin is on this star. The Gemara says that the word Henpik comes from that when you would be Makai Mishtar, when you would validate a star, the Bezin would sign, would write up on the star that this star was Nafek Kadamon, has been brought out to us to see, and we've verified the signatures, and the Bezim would sign below. So it was referred to as a handpick, because it starts with the word Nafek. Star is a Nafek Kadamon. This star has been brought out, has been brought to show to us, and we verified that these were the valid signatures, and they would sign on it. So it's referred to as a handpick. So that's called a henpik. So on that other star, we know that it's been validated. We bring in that other star together with this star. And we compare the signatures, and they look the same. So they're not the source now of the validation of the star. The Adim, which are saying that they're psulim. And therefore they no longer believe the same psulim, you know, because there's a chazaka, they're assigned to the star, they're assigned to the star b'kashrus. Okay. Zakt the Gemara. The Gemara is going to start out. With an assumption that this is going on the Sefer, and the Mor is going to change the code that's going on the Resha. You know, I want to take a look at the Tosfos over here. Harela Neman. Why should they be believed? If the logic of my Pesha is a Pesha Hidra, that it's a Migul, but the logic of the Migul is not believed against the Edom. What's the Edom? The Nan Sahari, Shlohoya Nusim, will absolutely Edis. The Holokamon, Amrin, and Trey, Retraininu. The Mor says later on in your Testament Beis, in regards to the Sefer, the Mor says, Adam them on him. They do not believe the Pasul of the Star. The Mor says, well, how can they not believe the Pasul of the Star? It's Trey or Trey. So what's the Mor, the two Adam saying that the Star is not valid, that they themselves are saying the Star is not valid. And the halachic assumption, the not Sahadi, that the Star is valid. The Mor refers to that that's equivalent to Trey or Trey. It's like two against two. It means you look at a Star, with a halachic assumption to the status of Eidus, that the star is valid. So why would you believe them to say the star is not valid? As soon as they say they signed on it, the assumption automatically is that it's valid. Now they're saying that it's not valid. So it's a migum makom eidim. Beishlomar, kiyum d'hitzvichu chachamim kiyum, hacha l'chashem klal kiyum, mash amrim k'tayim yedinu, who's a kiyum d'inu gufayu, amri t'chel yedibur, k'tanim anusimiyin. The problem here is not that we don't believe them, the Tosfos. We're not saying, well, since they had a migul, therefore we know they're saying the truth. The point is, it's not a valid. This is not an acceptable kiyum, and we're left with a star which is not makuyum. You can't collect with a star which is not makuyum. So, Pasha, according to the Tosfos, you would not tear up the star, because we're not saying we believe them. We're saying it's not a good kiyum. So you have a star shayna makuyum. So if we can find another way to be mekayim it, we'll be mekayim it. But meanwhile, Tosfos seems to understand that all we've accomplished over here is that saying, our question was, as soon as they walk in and say that they signed, that's a kiyum. And a shayna makuyim you can collect with. Well, maybe they're psulim. No, they're not signed, they're not psulim. Well, we say we are psulim, so believe us. Migum makom eidim. So Tosfos says, we don't believe you, but it's not a kiyum. Ah, you say you signed. Saying you signed as ketanim is not a valid kiyum. Ala kavon chashinu lo kishnei edim kiyum in the karam akuyim hu shekzav yada vitzim akamacher. In a case where in the seifa where the kzav yada zotzim akamacher, so then the star acts as edim to collect because once we know that they signed, sans these people, we don't need their kiyum. The star has a status of saying that it's kosher, and they're saying that the star is possible, so it's two against two. Okay.
of other aid.
Yeah.
The Star's Kush?
No, other Aedim saying that the Aedim signed.
That the Aedim signed.
And the halachic assumption is that the Star is kosher. Aedim on the Zetosis. Halach and the Sefer, they're not believed. But they have a Migu. Halach alekalek shuye, the Lehemni b'migu di bayomer peruahu. They should argue, they could have, if we would have walked in and said that the Star was perua. See, well, normally, it's not normal to leave the shtar by the malva in a case it's perua, but to say it's perua, they're believed, even against the presence of the shtar in the hands of the malva. So if they would have said perua, they would have won. So believe them when they say the shtar is possible. Migo, they could have said perua. Emeritus, the kibin the makuyim who have migo makamenike perashnu, as I explained. But there's edus that the shtar is not possible. So you can't say, listen, believe us that the Star is possible, because if we wanted, we could have said something else. It means believe us that we're saying the Star is possible based on amigo against Aedis that the Star is not possible. So amigo mokmedim doesn't work. Void the chazim umagidimahim. Kim shigur shu and the chazim umagid kermin megavorda. Once you've testified, you can't change your testimony. Which Tosis is saying that included in their testimony that they signed, we know that they signed. And other Aedim verified that for us. Either they saw them sign or they recognized the signatures. So we know that they signed. The act of signing included in that is that this, what it says in the document is true. Included in that is what it is saying that we have a right to sign. So they've already testified as it were they have a right to sign. Now they're saying no, they didn't have a right to sign. So they're changing their story. You can't retract your story. Aedim cannot retract their Aedis.
So in that sense, they're self-validating?
In that sense, we'll see in the Gemara how it works. We'll see in the Gemara how it works, because it's a funny thing that they should be able to testify about themselves. But we'll see in the Gemara. But the point is, the Shtar is testifying that they're Ksherim. And they're the power behind the Shtar. Whether say Aedim or Minim Migu, we have a general rule, Migu the Beitchel or Minim, Tosis says this in multiple places, that once you have two individuals coming to say something in Beis Din, it'll only work if they perfectly say the same thing. We don't say that they can necessarily work out every single detail. And therefore, Migu the Beitchel or Minim, it's not possible to say that they could have said something. If they finally agreed and they worked out to get A right, doesn't necessarily mean they work out to get B right. The Reisha, we're using a Migu. Reisha, the Manim, Yishun, the Boy Shaski. But the Migu of not coming, they have. That they both can figure out. So they both can agree on not to come. The degree that they're going to say this or that, other thing, that's more complicated. So here again, you see Tosfos understands the Pesha as a Pesha Yitzer works along the lines of a Migu. Right? So Tosfos says, well, you know, how can you say Migu? It's Migu, it's Migu the Beit Shrei. Tosfos says, yeah, because the boy Shaski. If you learn the Pesha as a Pesha Yitzer is a totally different vehicle, instrument than of Nemonis, or process better than Migu. The issue is not, well, we could have done this better than that better. The point is, what we're saying is, like Kesem himself introduced, that's not a kiyum. We're not believing them because we know that they're saying the truth. We're just saying, but that's not a kiyum. Because their sentence is saying we signed as kribim is not a kiyum. So I don't have to believe them because, well, they had another option. Tosfos seems to say, no, the weight behind the Pesha and Pesha Yitzer is because they had another option. Tosfos says, what do you mean? There's Beit Shrei, there's no other option. There is. Ishaski. It's interesting flow of Tosfos. This is again, you see Tosfos is beginning the parak, and Tosfos again understands Migo is not, Pesha and Pesha Yitzer is not a totally different concept than Migo. It's a form of Migo. And Rashi seems to say a different swara. If you're going to believe them on A, you have to believe them on B. It's the combination has to be believed. Okay. The Morrison actually discuss the source for Pesha Yitzer, later on in Chav Beis, the Moral will say, well, where does it come from? Pesher Pesher Hitter. Which is a funny conversation, because the Moral never asked that question by Migu. So do we, if Pesher Pesher Hitter is just like a super Migu, so then, you know, if you believe in Migu, why do you believe in that? And the Moral gives an answer that's the Sur. So maybe it's the other way around. Now the more I answer that question, the rest of the house doesn't have to ask where Migo came from, because we know already. But if according to Rashi, it's a different concept, so we have a right to ask a question. But Migo, we understand, we know already. But where does this thing come from? So the more Amar Rabbi Bechama, Lo Shana El Shamar Nusim Ayinu, Mach Mesmamet. So they gave three, they said three examples of testimony. They said they were Krivim, they said they were Psulim, or they said they were a nusim. So there's a lot of the Torah of a false testimony. So if they were pressured to do it, they were forced to do it, you're being over a lab. You know, be over a lab because of pressure. All depends on the pressure is. The pressure is that their lives were threatened. Yes, they're allowed to be over the lab under the threat of their life. However, if they say nusim yinam achvas mamon, They're saying about themselves that they did something which is improper to do. So, Zok Rav Chaim, when the Mishnah says in the Seifa that they're not believed to pass, the Shtar is talking about they said a nusim yinam achvas mamon. So they have no power to say testimony about themselves that they did an aveira, because what they're saying is we did an aveira. Adam cannot, people cannot testify about themselves they did an aveira. And ain't a mason matzah Russia. So they have no power to testify and say we signed a nishtar against the halacha. They cannot say that. If they signed as krivim, they weren't talking about this from Lusisa. But they're saying that because the loan took place, it's not false. It's not false testimony. Elamai, what? They're creating a document you shouldn't be using. Okay. But over here, they're saying that there was no loan. But the guy said, you know, if you don't sign that there was a loan, I'm going to burn down your house. So, you know, sign a false statement that there's a loan when there's no loan because you're worried about your house burning down. So they cannot testify that they were a Nusim Achos mom.
But do you get a shame Russia on that? I mean, yeah, you're not allowed to, but, you know... It's like we say by nefashos let's say I did Avodah Zorah. I was starting my life, but I did the Avodah Zorah. But I don't get ashamed, Russia. Doing? I mean,
but that's well, not that's the Shonen. Suppose we're Shonen. But in the case of the it's an aveira. Your person can't testify they did an aveira.
But does that make them generally apostle for Aedus? Or just because you've done an aveira doesn't make you apostle for Aedus, right?
Well, it's a simple question here. Right now they're coming and saying that they testified falsely under duress of mum. They're saying they did an aveira. They can't believe they did an aveira. You want to know what status will they get vis-a-vis other adios?
Yeah.
Right? Two other adios walk in and say, well, you know, these guys, these fellows, we saw them testify in Bezin under duress of Mom. Right? So would they be kosher of other adios? Pasha's not. You're not a kosher. We would have said they have a din of Rosh Hashanah, I would assume. Okay. Russia the Hamas. Torah says that you can't use an eighth Hamas.
Other Aedim testified that they
right.
Signed
Mammon. Abu Nusim Machos of Vash Israel and Mammon. But if they say that they were under duress of Mammon,
not of Mammon.
Of the Vashis, they're under duress, right? And the rest was nefashis, so they were allowed to sign. They were allowed to be over the Israel Lasisa to save their lives. So then they can be believed. So, Shmuel Chama says, in the case of their cry, the assumption is the star is kosher, they can't say that. If they say that there was no star, that never was alone, they can be believed. The lone problem is they can't testify about themselves that they did an Aveira. Well, there's no Aveira over here. So they're saying there was no, in that situation, it passed to the star. So Rabba says to Rabba Chama, Kol Kamine, do they have such a power? Literally means that is everything relying on them? Everything's relying on them. Yes, they can, you know, they can sort of like take it back, but that's not true. They don't have such. It's not relying on them anymore. I mean, that's what the words mean. The phrase means, do they have the power? They can't retract their testimony by signing on the star. That's testifying that there was a loan. And once we know that they signed, they get the halacha status as if they testified in Besdin. I'm going to bring that in a second. That there was a loan. Now they're saying, no, there wasn't a loan. You can't retract. Maybe the din of Kima Shikha Shimon Chazar Magad is if you actually walk into the Besdin and give testimony, so you can't retract. But signing on a star doesn't have the din of Kima Shikha Shimon Chazar Magad. No, Abu Bashar Loi, Vom Resh Lakish, Edim Hakasum Al Ashtar, Nasi Kimisha Nechre Dusim Abazim. It gets the status of Edis, which has been processed in Bezdin, with the whole process of Chakiris, and accepted in Bezdin. So Edim signed an Ashtar, has the status of testimony in Bezdin. Well, if it does, you can't retract. The Mora says, you're right. Al Kidmar Resha Itmar. Rambam Chama's statement is not going on the Sefer. And the Sefer, there's no way, once they know that they signed, there's no way for them to undermine the Shtar, because they can't retract their testimony. And rather, Ki Itmar Aresha Itmar. Rambam Chama is going on the Resha. It says in the Resha, Harel and Amonim, they're believed, the apostle of the Shtar, comes Rambam Chama and says, "Amar Rambam Chama, lo shana lo shamar nusiminu machmas nefashos." They say we're kriving. They say we're psulim again. They're not saying they're over and over, but they're saying we signed under duress. It means it wasn't alone. So we signed falsely. So if they said it's because of nefashos, they're allowed to do that. So therefore, the star is possible. But in the ratio where there's no other validation, they say, yes, yes, we signed under duress of moment. We do not believe them to pass the shtar, my time off. They cannot testify by themselves, rishis. So if the logic behind Pesach Yosef Pesach Hitzer is you accept both parts of the statement, you can't accept half of the statement. You cannot believe them that they're Rishroyim. So we're stuck. We can't use the Pesach Yosef over here, because see if the Pesach Yosef Pesach Hitzer is some total of zero. So listen, don't believe me, but don't believe me on the that I signed either. You don't know that I signed. For all you know, this is the whole thing is fake. He forged his signature. I'm saying, if you want to believe me that I signed, believe me that there was duress. We can't believe you that you signed. So don't believe me that I signed. No. We believe you that you signed. We don't believe you that you signed under duress. So Rashi says that the logic of Peshach Yosef Pesach Hitzer is, well, just like you believe me in A, you should believe me in B. Well, I can't believe you in B because you're not allowed to testify B about yourself. So we're left with A without B. But if the idea is just, like Tosfos says, this is not a kiyum. We're not saying we believe you that you're a krivim or psulim. We're just saying we can't believe that you signed. And you cannot say that we validated the star by saying a person who claims that he's krivim signs in a star. That's not a validation. So we're left with, it's not a mukshar mukriyim. So, right.
In our previous cases with the woman with Tania was saying about herself that she, you know, she's pregnant now. She did something. She was amazing about herself. She could have said that when she said Tania, and she's degrading herself in a way of doing the same.
Well, there we actually use Migu, because Migu is sufficient over there. But in general, it's not a halachic issue of it's not a parsha of edus that you probably made a mason with Rosh. The parsha of edus with Rosh is a halacha that's specifically in the process of edus. But a person can create a shabbat nafshech nichad yisurah. She says, "I had beer with a man, a goy, so apostle lekuna." So she made it. It's like it's not less than the person makes is creating a commitment on her part to be noeg that she's apostle. That's what she's saying. So we can't allow her to do it. Okay. See Rashi. They start Rashi. So lo shanu. In the sefer, the more the however many assume it's going on the sefer. The imksav yadam yotzim akamakra ain nemonim. Al shomron anusim yinamachmas mamim. The lav kol kaminayu, they don't have the power l'shuiyin avshayu rishoyim to give themselves a status of rishoyim beis pim based on their own testimony. And v'lipsal l'hashtar and therefore the pasul l'hashtar. Dalam karmit alatzmai beinam neinam alatzmai lo l'skus v'lo l'choiva. The person is considered a relative of himself. Relatives cannot testify. See, he cannot testify about himself, whether for benefit or for detriment. Is in a nefashus. He also says, Rosh apostle apiv, to give himself a status of a Rosh, an apostle. And Rashi points out, Vela poisim atzman ba'omrim chasam l'shaker b'shil oynes mamim. They're saying that they did an aveira of chamas. It may be that they are psulim. They cannot do that. Vereisha. So why in the reisha would they be relieved? Is time shuma pesha osir who a pesha hitter? The pesha osir pesha hitter allows them to say about themselves that they're psulim. That's true. That's how the Rashi learns the havamin of the Gemara. Because the Sefer says in the moment, some case of anusim machmas mamim, and that's in contrast to the Reisha. The Reisha is also talking about a case of anusim machmas mamim. So why are they believed in the Reisha? Pesha osur, which the Gemara is going to retract at the end. But they say machmas nefashos. Shem Balashtar hazeh lahargenu. The person who wrote the document threatened our lives. When he's a person which we believe would carry out his threat, so they're believed. So I said, you can't be believed. So Rashi says the source of this din of you cannot retract your testimony is the pasuk Amim lo yagid. So the Ritva says that. So there's a parsha of a korban Elam Yared for Shuas Eidus. It means if the Taveya, let's say, or the Nitva comes to them and says, you know Eidus about this, please come testify for me. And they say that they don't know Avis, and it turns out that they swear to that fact. He says, "Okay, fine, Mashbini Alechem." They say, "Amen." So, Imol Yagib and Asavonah. if they didn't testify, therefore they have the oven. So the Torah puts the oven as the lack of testifying. Well, what's the problem? Just testify now. Well, they can't testify now because they said they don't know. All right, so it sounds like you get they cannot retract the statement that they don't know. And now they're admitting that that was false, so they have to bring a korban, but they can't. The Torah says that the root of the aver wasn't the false shvuah. There was the im lo yagid. So it means you get one shot. And if you say to Bezin, we don't know, you can't say, well, we do know. Now, Zot the Gemara, over here it's a little more complicated because they didn't testify in Bezin, but they signed. Hainu Haggadah Dehu, but that's considered that was their Haggadah. How can they then retract and say it was a Nachas Nefoshes? We know the Shar is a Shtar. So it means they know that they signed. If they signed, the moment that they signed, they're testifying that that exit happened. They can't retract. Either Resha, Bishma Resha, Kishen Ksayadam Tzimokamacher, Velayah Samchinen, and we're creating the Shtar with their statements. So kula chadai gadihi. The voice of Deber, Chleishil Shalom, Kamri, Abanusimayinu. That's all one statement. Yes, we signed, but we signed as Anusim Machas the Foshes. So that's the statement that they said. So we cannot accept the validation without accepting the fact that they signed Machas the Foshes. So that will allow us to accept the second testimony. What does he mean? Because the problem over here is they signed to the Shtar on Monday. They come to Bezin on Tuesday. They say, the Shtar we signed on a Monday. Yes, we signed, but we were anusim machlus nefashos. What's the problem? As soon as they say that we signed, they say, oh, you signed means on Monday you signed. It means on Monday you testified that you were not, there wasn't anusim and there was a loan. Now Tuesday you're saying there wasn't a loan. Excuse me, you can't retract. Especially what's all one Haggadah. Because both parts of the Haggadah on Tuesday are one Haggadah. Shkriyat. That's not the problem. The problem is the Haggadah from Monday to Tuesday. So somewhere kind of when the Rashi learns that when Chazar were Matzach HaKiyum, until the Kiyum takes place, it's like the Haggadah of Monday is not completed. And the retraction is allowed as long as the Haggadah has not been finished. It might take you 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to say the Haggadah. So, well, you can't retract what you said 30 minutes ago. No, it's all one Haggadah. So Rashi, all of the testimony when you sign till you validate, that's all one testimony. And then Torah Kleidiber, you're saying no. So that you can do. Or Rashi said Kulach Haggadah, he's referring to the Kiyum. So you're forced to accept the Kiyum like that, which is the Avnusim Yinu. But over here we're saying that we know the Shtar exists, therefore the Shtar is completed, its Haggadah is completed with the Kiyum of somebody else. Somebody else was Makayim the Shtar. So the Shtar is not Makuyim. It means that Eidus is finished. Now you're coming in and starting a new Eidus, retracting. You can't retract. Let's hold it here.